Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, January the 19th. Man, what a day. We're going to talk a little bit about President Biden meeting the press. It started, I guess, a little bit after 3 o'clock Central Time. And we're doing this at 4:30 Central Time. It's still going on, but not. I think it's about ready to wrap up. And I can tell you that I was watching it on my iPhone, and I was also reading some of the reports from some of the people that I follow. You know, some of the people like I follow, like Hugh Hewitt and so on, Ben Shapiro, people like that who do the updates, you know, as the president is doing the press conference. So, you know, I kept looking at President Biden, and, you know, I guess he made it through the whole thing. So that much we can say. He's doing this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time, which means that nobody's watching. I mean, this is 4 o'clock Eastern Time when most people are still at work. 3 o'clock Central Time when everybody's at work. I guess I would make it 1 o'clock Pacific time when people are at work. I mean, the reality is that most Americans work during the day. So there's a reason why historically presidents have done these press conferences, particularly the important ones, like this one being the anniversary of the first anniversary of his presidency. There's a reason that they do this at 9 o'clock at night, and that's because, obviously, they want to reach as many people as possible. So it's obvious that the White House doesn't want the American people to see President Biden. They would rather have him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, and then hope that the media will tell us what he said or didn't say. I thought the questions from the media were pretty, you know, pretty respectful, nothing. I didn't think any reporter really asked a difficult question. They were, you know, some questions about Afghanistan, some questions, you know, about, I don't think he got any questions about the border. He got some questions about inflation, and he was allowed to basically answer that, frankly, just a lot of nonsense. So my guess is that he made it, he got through it, which is important, I guess, for him, because he hadn't done these press conferences for a long time. But I think we know right now, I think it's obvious right now why the White House doesn't want President Biden in front of a camera talking to reporters. I mean, you could tell he was reading most of what he was saying. He obviously doesn't seem to have the ability to think on his feet anymore. And all I can say, I don't think this press conference is going to help him. I'll just put it that way. I just don't believe that this press conference is going to help him at all. As I said before, I'd be surprised if many people were watching, and that's simply because of the time of the press conference. Let's just face it, most Americans are not sitting in front of a TV at 4 o'clock Eastern time, at 3 o'clock Central time, at 2 o'clock Mountain time, or at 1 o'clock Pacific time. Most people are not in front of the TV. They're working. So most people will never get to see this. But at the same time, that is not, I mean, that's, I guess that's what the White House wants. They don't want people to see him. But on the other hand, he doesn't get a chance to influence people. He doesn't get a chance to impress people. All we're going to get are, you know, clips of what he said. And that's about it. But, you know, I thought this press conference was as important for the news media as it was for President Biden. I'm not sure that President Biden can gain that much from these press conferences, as I said before, but I think the media really needed to have a press conference so they could persuade the American people that they could ask this man a difficult question. And really, with the exception of Peter Ducey of Fox News, who asked the question about moving the country to the left, and then the president gave him some pretty silly answers. With the exception of that one, and there was another good question about Ukraine, and there was another good question about Afghanistan, I thought he was pretty much given softballs. And it is amazing to me when I see President Biden and the press and then you go back to the to President Trump in the press, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious who got the hard time and who didn't. So, again, I don't, you know, I'm glad that he had a press conference. I'm glad that he spoke. I'm glad that, you know, he looked, okay. I'm not sure that he looked great, but, you know, okay, that's Biden. But I just don't think this is going to have a lot of influence on the American people. And that's what matters, I guess, you know, somehow moving that approval rating back up. I don't think that this particular press conference is going to do that because he was not very persuasive in anything that he said. Like, for example, he was talking about Afghanistan. And he said, look, after 20 years, there was no easy way of getting out of Afghanistan. Well, that's true. That's true. I agree with that. After 20 years, there is no easy way of getting out of Afghanistan. But after 20 years, there was a better way of getting out of Afghanistan. No question about it. I mean, this could have been done a lot better. Okay, this did not have to happen. What we saw in Afghanistan did not have to happen. And then he was also, I mean, obviously he always has to talk about the former president. And he said the reason that there weren't any people killed in Afghanistan is because the former president signed an agreement that we would be getting out by May 1st. Well, that's not true. That agreement was conditional. It was conditional on certain things happening on the ground. And amazingly, nobody in the media challenged him on that, which is another problem. So I think overall, I'm going to be nice and give him maybe a C minus for the whole thing. But I think the most important part of the press conference is that I don't think it helped him. You know, when you put the president of the United States on TV and in front of the American people, you're looking for a window to improve yourself. You're looking for an opportunity to improve yourself. I didn't see it here. I was following, as I say, some of the people who were posting, you know, their reactions. I didn't see a lot of favorable reactions. I saw a lot of negative reactions, but I didn't see a lot of favorable reactions. So we will see. My guess is that this news conference will pass, and will pass rather quickly without much consequence. This is Joe Biden. This is what we have as president. And let's hope that he stays very healthy for another 3.5 years, because the number two on the list is not much better, to say the least. We're going to take a little break, and we will be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. You know, I have a post over at The American Thinker today, Wednesday morning. You can check it out at The American Thinker, or I post my American Thinker post over at my blog as well on a daily basis. And I'm talking in this particular post about what is happening to the partisan realignment in the United States, the party identification. And right now, the Republicans and the Democrats are pretty much even. And that is a big victory for the Republicans, because normally, the Democrats have an advantage on party identification. But in this particular study done by Gallup, and Gallup, of course, is a pretty serious people, pretty serious company, what they're showing is that it's pretty much even right now, and that the Republicans are gaining a great deal. So I think a lot of you may be speculating, why is that happening? Why is that happening? And I was thinking the same thing as to why, what was that happening. And I came up with two reasons as to why it was happening. The first one is the results of the Biden administration after 1 year. I mean, this has been a disaster. There's no other way of explaining it. It's been a disaster in just about every front. I mean, can you seriously give me an example of something that President Biden has done well? I mean, it's hard to find one. It's hard to find one that impacts people, but it's very easy to find many that hurt people. So that's, I think, a big reason right there. It's just the results of the Biden administration are obviously helping the opposition, in this case, the Republicans. The other factor that I felt could be behind this is the fact that more and more Hispanics are walking away from the Democrat Party and at least willing to consider the Republican Party. This is one of the most consequential movements, if you will, of 2022. And if the Republicans play their cards right, they could turn this into a permanent, a permanent identification for many Republicans who are simply not, or many Democrats, I mean Hispanics, I'm sorry, many Hispanics who are simply not happy with the ideological state of the Democrat Party right now. To a lot of Hispanics, the Democrat Party is way too far to the left, way too far to the left. And I think that's hurting the party quite a bit with Hispanics. So check out my article. It's over at American Thinker. You know, the new Attorney General of Virginia, Jason Mijares, is coming out swinging, and he's going after all these prosecutors, all these woke prosecutors, and I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that. Look, if you're a prosecutor, your job is to enforce the law, not to protect criminals. And as we're seeing in many of these blue cities, these prosecutors are not going after criminals, and the consequences are rather obvious. The criminals are winning, and the criminals are committing crimes in many of these cities. And speaking of cities, the city of Chicago is just a disgrace. More kids were killed today. It's just a disgrace when you see what's happening in that city. There was a 29-year-old pregnant woman who was killed the other day sitting in her car. She was sitting in her car. I guess somebody drove by. I'm not exactly sure about the details, but she was in the crossfire. A 29-year-old pregnant woman was killed. Two 14-year-old kids were killed. You know, there was a time when something like that, you know, 14-year-old kids being killed or a 29-year-old pregnant woman killed in her car, there was a time when you know, something like that would have been a national scandal. It would have been the front story in every news channel. It would have been, the top story in the news magazines. It would have been the cover story. But I guess not in Chicago anymore, because nobody seems to care about the crime in Chicago. And that is really, really the shame of all of this, that Chicago has just collapsed as a city. Now, to be honest, not the entire city. Okay, let's remember that. Not the entire city, pretty much segments of the city. But primarily the African-American community, I guess that part of the city, is the one being impacted the most by the crime. And the governor and the mayor don't do a darn thing about it. That's really the shame of all of this. Well, we remember today a couple of big-time rock personalities. Number one, Phil Everly of the famous Everly Brothers. He was born on this day in 1939 and passed away in 2014. He was also, we remember Janis Joplin, who was born in 1943. And, of course, she died in 1970 at a very young age, I believe. She died of an overdose in 1970, a real tragic ending to that story. But Phil Everly and his brother Don, of course, were the Everly Brothers, perhaps the most successful duo in rock history, and who had a tremendous influence on not just others, but the Beatles, John and Paul. They were very influenced by Don and Phil Everly. And we also remember today, we say happy number 76. Now, this is hard to believe. Happy number 70 to Dolly Parton, 76 years old today. She is, but forgive me if I find that hard to believe, because she looks awfully whenever I see her on TV. Dolly Parton, happy number 76. What an amazing country singer she is. She's had 25 number one songs. Can you believe that? Well, thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.